Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Kama Daf Tzadi, Baba Kama 90a, pagination is 179, starting from the Mishnah towards the bottom of the page, about 7 lines up. Hatokeya Lachaveiro. A person who hits somebody else on the ear, meaning in a disrespectful manner. It's not a damage that we're talking about here. We're talking about boshes, the payment of embarrassment. Nosen lo sela, he would have to give him a certain coin. That's the standard rate for such an embarrassment. Rabbi Yehuda omer mishum Rabbi Yossi Aglili mone. The dissenting opinion says that it's a different coin. It's a mone. It's a different amount. Sotro, if he slapped him on the cheek. Nosin la masayim zuz. It's 200 zuz. La achar yodo. If he did it backhanded, apparently that's more disrespectful. It like negates the person totally. Nosin la arba mea zuz. It's 400 zuz. Twice the amount. Tzoram beozno. He pulls the ear. Tolash besairo. He yanks him on his ear. Rokak vihi gia boroko, he spat at him, and the spit reached the person. Hever taliso mimenu, he removed his clothing, his cloak from him. Para rosh ha'isha b'shuk, he removed the hair covering of a woman in the marketplace. Nosen lo arba mea zuz, that is a fine, a payment of boshes, of 400 zuz. One can only imagine what went into the setting that brought about this act of disrespect. But whatever it is, this is the boshes payments that are described. Zahaklau, this is the general rule. Hakol lefi chavodo, it depends on the honor of the person. And the Gemara on the next Amma tells us that it could be less. But these are, I guess we would describe them as the high-end payments that could apply. Amma Rabbi Akiva argues and says that these rates are standard. Afilu aniyim shebi Yisrael, even the poor of the Jewish people. Roim osam ki'ilu hem b'nei chorin, sheyordu minechseyem. We view them as reputable, noble people who are on bad times. Shem b'nei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, because they're the children of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. By lineage, they're noble, and therefore the full payment would apply, even if the person does not currently rank as such a prestigious person. The Mishnah continues with an amazing story. There was a story of a person who uncovered the head of a woman in the marketplace. So she came in front of Rabbi Akiva with a claim. And Rabbi Akiva ruled that he has to give her 400 zuz. Amalo, he said, Rabbi, ten li zman, give me a little time. I'd like to work this through. V'nasan lo zman, and Rabbi Akiva granted him a little time. He didn't make him pay immediately. Discussion, why he's entitled to time. Perhaps because it's boshes, it's a fine. He gave him some time. Shamra, so this man saw the woman that he had embarrassed. Omedes al pesach chatzera. She was standing by the doorway of the courtyard. V'shiber esakad b'faneah, so he broke a barrel in front of her, a jug. Ubo ki'iser shemen, and it had a bit of oil in it. Gilsa esrosha, and she herself uncovered her hair. V'haisa mitapeches, and she took it in her palm, same word as tefach, meaning fist, what you do with your hand. So she drew it up with her hand. Umaneches yada al rosh, and she was putting this oil on her head, apparently it's beneficial. Hamid aleha eidim, so he grabbed witnesses to see what she was doing. Uvalef ne Rabbi Akiva, and then he came to Rabbi Akiva with the eidim amalei, and he said, "Lezuani nosin dalun meyazuz, I got to pay her 400 coins. She does it to herself. She uncovers her here." Amalei and Rabbi Akiva answered, "Lo amrit klum, what you're saying doesn't change anything." The Gemara on the facing page tells us on the last two lines, V'atanya, this is what we learned. Amalo Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said, Tzalalta b'mayim adirim, you've delved into the great waters. We have the word in Oz Yashir, b'mitzolos, that they went down into the depths. Tzalalta, you did some deep diving into the story, into the case, into your proofs. Ve'alisa cheres biyodecha, but all you came up with was a shard of pottery, a worthless thing. Because Adam Rashai Lechavo Ba'atzmo, a person is allowed to damage themselves. That's the literal translation. He didn't mean you're allowed to damage yourself, as we'll see in the next session. The end of the Mishnah tells us, Hachova ba'atzma fapi she'eno rashai potter. A person who damages himself, he's not allowed to do that, but he's not going to have to make any payments. The payments would be to himself, I guess. So he's not allowed to do that. But Amar Rava, Rava said, Lo kasha kam b'chavola kam b'boshes. What Rabbi Akiva meant was, in true damage, you wouldn't be allowed to do that. A person's not allowed to scratch himself. A person's not allowed to abuse his body. But in boshes, in acts of embarrassment, if the person chooses, so she did whatever she did to herself, uncovering her hair. So we could discuss the tznius issue separately. But as far as boshes goes, she does it to herself does not mean that you're allowed to do it to her. And we appreciate that logic on a very basic level. It's very different. People do lots of things themselves, but if someone would do it to them, that would be an act of boshes. You take a person who's wearing long sleeves, man, woman, it's not even relevant. But if someone else would come and lift up their sleeve, even if they just lift it up until the elbow. But that's an act of disrespect. The person themselves would have been allowed to wear three-quarter sleeves, not a problem. But if someone else comes and lifts it, so then that's an act of boshes. So Rabbi Akiva ruled that even this woman, even with all the proof that the person had, that she shouldn't be worthy of the 400 zuz, Rabbi Akiva maintained his psak, that that's what she's entitled to. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.